and the Saatchi Business Confidence Index remaining almost steady with a small decline of 0.1 index point from 93.9 in November last year to 93.8 in December. The severe year-on-year decline of December 2015 of 10 index points was reversed with a year-on-year increase of 1.6 index points in December of 2016. So let's chat to Richard Downing, economist at Saatchi. Richard, thanks for your time today. Can we read into this with fingers crossed that it's the start of the reversal of that negative trend?
Well, I think what our caption for this press release was business confidence in anticipation. So
oh, dear. I think we might have lost Richard. All right, I'm going to see if we can get Richard back on the line so we can talk about this particular number. Interesting, if you look at the different sub-indices that make up the Business Confidence Index, some that were positive included, that made a positive contribution included the Rand exchange rate. For example, we've seen the Rand really starting to pull back or at least pull itself up over the past month or so. On the negative side, real retail sales making a negative contribution. We're expecting those festive season updates from the retailers next week. Woolies, as you heard from David, coming out tomorrow, and then the rest of them next week. So we'll have a sense of how they performed over the festive season. We've got Richard back. Richard, you were telling us about the caption for this particular month, December's BCI.
Yeah, what we actually have up there is business confidence in anticipation. And I think it all stems from the credit rating agencies that gave us some leeway for 6 months, identifying some critical issues that must be addressed and try to get the economy going and get to higher growth rates that could solve, not solve, but resolve some of the critical issues. And I think that is where we stand at the moment. So the fact that we, towards the end of last year, we sort of improved a bit, you know, and towed the line to some extent. I think it's now the challenges are up there. And to take it from here and try to get momentum into business confidence and the economy as such, you know, because business confidence and business climate is much dependent on what happens in the economy.
Now, I mentioned the Rand exchange rate as one of the positive contributors in the month to BCI. What were the others?
Well, I mean, if you look at, you know, monthly, usually, you know, from month to month, you know, the factors influencing the BCI differs. You know, 1 month some is up, some is down. Mm. For this month, for December, it was more sort of export and import volumes that was doing good. Okay. The vehicle sales are seasonally adjusted. Was positive to some extent, and then construction in building the value of that plans being approved, and then of course, as you mentioned, the Rand exchange rate, that was only positive on the financial side. So all the others were negative.
Mm.
But if you look year on year, actually, that's where the critical thing comes to the fore. And I mean, there again we saw the Rand actually doing well, as we know, against all three major currencies, actually, as we measured it for this purposes, and then there was some commodity price rises. I think that also stood as well, and then again your building real value of building plans passed was also positive year on year, but all the others were negative, so we're still not there.
Yeah,
it indicates it's effective in this sort of sub indices that we use, that is actually critical indices that inform the business about where we stand in terms of the business climate.
And obviously, one thing we do have to bear in mind going into this year is that we still expected to have pedestrian growth, and we need to ensure that our government sticks to the commitments that it's made around structural reforms, and that hopefully that will then kickstart business confidence, would you say?
Yeah, well, you see, that's the only way we in the economy as big a hole for itself, you know, and we're in there, and it's not easy to get out of that. I mean, especially in terms of public finance and of course, also ourselves, you know, in terms of the debt situation, government with all the state-owned enterprises, a lot of them finding themselves in financial difficulties. It's not easy to get out. So it's a mindset that must actually change in terms of how government is going to address things, how are we going to to try and take the economy forward? How are we going to depend on the private sector, private investment as such, and also fill it in with, you know, the necessary public sector investment where it's also critical? And I think that is the challenges that we're facing. And the IMF and all these institutions, not only the credit rating agencies, has identified certain issues, you know. And I think it's very clear also in our own sort of backyard, the private sector economists, you get Treasury, they all identify these issues. And I think it's now just for all of us to pull in the same direction to get the economy really going. And then I'm confident that business confidence could be better, you know, as we move forward.
What would you like to hear from the minister in his budget speech towards the end of next month, Richard?
I think we had the medium-term budget sort of on the expenditure side. People are expending some tax rises, you know, to try to balance the books a little bit better and try to address the large deficit that we're facing. I think the main thing I would like to see is when you we in our economic commentary, we have addressed that issue this month. We have still some debt savings by government, by the public, by the general government. That means all spheres of government. And we have debt savings also by individuals, indicating that we're borrowing long to finance recurrent type of expenditure.
Yeah.
And that is a very dangerous route to be on. So I think that will be the first step to get rid of that type of approach towards borrowing for recurrent expenditure. And then, of course, the state-owned enterprises is a major challenge there to let them to act as businesses for government, not really there to make profits, but not really there as a social grant sort of institution. You know? And I think that is the main challenges facing government sort of enterprises.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Richard. Richard Downing is economist with SACHI.